it's a tall, skinny, long microphone you have there, Bill.
When you play this theme song, Wendy, only a tall, skinny microphone will do. Joyce Boulafont joins us right now. Joyce, I have to be honest. Normally, what would happen with Wendy and I as we're introducing a guest is we would list their credits. But in your case, it's actually easier to mention the shows that you haven't been on. How are you? It's so good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. The music scared me to death. I thought, where am I supposed to be at the studio?
You're supposed to be sitting next to Charles Nelson Reilly right around now.
Right, exactly.
Joyce Boulafont was on pretty much every television show that you grew up with in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. I think, Joyce, most people would probably know you, if not for Match Game, as Murray Slaughter's wife, Marie, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I did that a lot. It was such a popular show. But as you said, I was all over the place.
Everywhere.
I mean, we were looking at it. You were on Gunsmoke. You were on My Three Sons.
Bonanza.
One of our favorite shows, Love American Style.
Yep.
I miss that. They should bring that back.
Yes, that was fun.
Wagon Train. The Virginian. Perry Mason. I mean, seriously, where do we stop?
I know. It was fun. What I can say is I was a very lucky, lucky actress. I really was. I left the minute I graduated from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, I went right into a Broadway show, and then I just kept going full steam ahead. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful life.
Joyce, you've written a book called My Four Hollywood Husbands, and we'll talk about it because it's a very, very diverse group of gentlemen that you've been married to over the years. But go back to Mary Tyler Moore Show for just a little bit, because I think most people, if you enjoy sitcoms on TV, you have to agree that's one of the best of all time. Did you know while you were making it how amazing that show would be for generations to follow?
I don't know about for generations, but the writing was so far superior to anything, and I think that's what made it so good. I mean, all the cast was wonderful, but it was just the writing was so good that each week that we'd sit around the table and read the script, we'd laugh and look. I mean, it was so much fun to do. It really was.
And it was such a monumental show for young women that it was okay not to be married and to go out and start their careers. That's what I loved about it. And I was just a little girl then.
Oh, well, good for you. You got the message and get married.
Joyce, you are...
I did both.
You can do it.
I have to tell you, looking at you as Murray's wife, you know, we got to know this rough and tumble Murray, but at home, I mean, you were just the sweet woman. You reminded me much of my mother.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a lovely character to do. And I was sad because I was a reoccurring character. I wasn't on every week, because I was doing all those other shows. And so I had to, I'd come back and forth, which was kind of fun, because I would notice each time I came back, the cast had become more of the character they were playing, especially Ted Knight. It was so funny.
Hysterical.
He really became that character.
Yep. We're talking with Joyce Boulafont, who is in every television show ever created. Joyce, you're the center of two casting triangles that amaze me. I'll share them with you. You're probably well aware of them already. But on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you played Gavin McLeod's wife, Marie. You also played Jill Whelan's mother in the movie Airplane. But then Jill Whelan played Gavin McLeod's daughter on The Love Boat. Kind of strange, right?
And now Gavin and I are playing Next Door Neighbor. We live in the same neighborhood, and we do a lot of benefits for different charities in the valley here in the desert, where it's very warm and beautiful. I don't want to rub it in, but I heard your weather report.
Yeah.
So we get to see each other all the time, which is great fun.
Now, here's the stranger one. Also on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you played the mother, the adopted mother of Robbie Rist. He played your son David on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then you played his wife on Big John, Little John.
All right, Bill has way too much time on his hands. Have you figured this out, Joyce?
No, my gosh, I forgot about that.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
It is. Well, my whole life has been wonderfully weird. It's been, the title of my book, My Four Hollywood Husbands, which I absolutely said, no, that's a terrible title. I don't want to do that. A friend had suggested it. And I said, that's terrible. That's so tacky. But then I thought about it, and I said, yeah, but it might sell books, and it is.
Yes. It tells the story. It's so the four men that you were married to, the four Hollywood men, because there's a fifth husband in there also, such a diverse group. Can we do this? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about those four Hollywood husbands that Joyce Boulafont has had.
Can I just jump in with a Robbie Riss thing? Didn't he play Oliver, Cousin Oliver, on the Brady Bunch? Didn't you almost get that role? Of Carol Brady?
Yes, I not almost got it. I had it. And I was signed, sealed, and delivered as Mrs. Brady.
And what
happened?
How about
that?
All of a sudden, just a few days before we were going to start shooting, ABC in New York, Marty Starker was the president then, all of a sudden, Florence Henderson became available, and they just wanted her desperately, and on the West Coast, they wanted me, and it was a real struggle, but it all turned out the way it should. Florence was wonderful, and I had my own real live Brady Bunch of eight children, so Whoa. It all turns out the way it's supposed to.
That's a very positive attitude. I don't think a lot of people would have
that. I would not have that
attitude. No, me neither. Good for you, Joyce. Joyce Boulafont is our guest. We'll take a break and then more discussion next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. You make it on your own. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Joyce Boulafont, one of TV's most prolific actresses of all time. She has written a book called My Four Hollywood Husbands. Joyce, let's start out with husband number one, James MacArthur, who most people would know from Hawaii Five-0.
Yes, and all the Disney films he did, too. We went to school together. I met him when I was 14. We started going steady when I was 16, and we were married right before we were 20. And had 9 years married and two wonderful children.
And he is the son of the First Lady of Theater, Helen Hayes, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Helen and I were very, very close. I called her Mom, and I even do a one-woman show called Remembering Helen Hayes with Love, because our relationship was so close and tumultuous also, but it was a wonderful relationship.
Well, it's got to be pressure-filled for you. You're acting, and your mother-in-law is, like I said, the First Lady of Theater. You don't get much bigger than the First Lady of Theater, right?
That's right. That's right. But I didn't know her that way. I met her when I was very young, and I didn't know that she was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And when Jimmy took me to see her in a play, I was amazed.
Husband number two was Edward Mallory, who most people would know. He was a soap opera actor for the most part, Days of Our Lives, right, for years.
Yes, he played Dr. Bill Horton, and we were married for 7 years, and we had a son, John, who was later adopted by my third husband. Isn't this confusing? You know, I just wanted to be married once in my life to one person with a picket fence and little children running around. And look what happened. But the book, I know you want to go through the husbands, and then I'll tell you what happened.
All right. I just wonder if Elizabeth Taylor ever called you and said, hey, ease up a little bit. I've got the record. I don't want you to try to beat my record.
No, but I do have to tell you something funny. I did get, Lillian Gish was a very good friend of mine, my fairy godmother. I talk about her in my book. And when I was getting divorced the second time, I called her, and I just hated to tell her because she was like an angel on this earth, just mm-hmm. the sweetest, most beautiful person. And I said, oh, Lillian, I just hate telling you this, but I'm getting divorced again. And I was just ready for this long lecture. And she said, oh, darling, she said, maybe maybe you're like I am. She said, maybe you're not meant to be married.
Oh.
She said, just do what I do. Love them and leave them.
Solid advice, Joyce. Great advice.
No, I thought if you wanted to go to bed with somebody, you had to marry them, for goodness sake.
Your next Hollywood husband was William Asher, who most people would know as a writer and director on everything from I Love Lucy, you name it. He was involved in it. Bewitched was his baby, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And he was married to the wonderful Elizabeth Montgomery, and I got to have three wonderful stepchildren when I married Bill. That's when I became had the Brady Bunch. And we were eight children, and two of his boys lived with us. And Rebecca would come on weekends, and we had more fun together. And that was a marriage that lasted 20 years. And I'll explain all of what happened after you talk about the love of my life.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, because Roger Perry was one of the most likable actors I ever saw ever, and he was married to you just up until that. We lost him, sadly, about a year ago, but talk about Roger Perry and that marriage.
Well, that was just heaven on earth. We had met in 1962, and there was this unspoken chemistry bond energy between us. It was never discussed because I was married to Jimmy at the time, and he was separated. And it was just never discussed. But then years later, in 1967, when Jim and I were getting divorced, we started dating. And he then broke up with me after a year. But that's when I got even with him and married one of his best friends,
oh,
which was Mallory. and then in 2000, I had that very brief 2-month marriage, which should have been annulled and not called a marriage. And he was divorcing Joanne Worley, that he'd been married to for 25 years. We got together. It was, the timing was unbelievably unbelievable. And we were very, very scared about dating each other after all these years.
Sure.
And all of this fantasy going on. And so we would just go to the movies and get hot dogs, and that was about it. Until we really fell in love again and were married in 2002.
But isn't that something? You called him... He's the love of your life, and you were married for, it took you that long and go through that many people to finally find him, but you found him. That's a miracle, isn't it?
It was, and you know what? We'd look at each other, and sometimes at dinner we'd say grace and hold hands and look at each other and go, we're a miracle, aren't we? We have so much to be grateful for. And every day now I walk in that gratefulness that we had such an incredible love. And it's the saddest thing ever that's happened to me. I'm trying to write a book about Roger's passing and my taking care of him and what I've learned about how to help someone that you love make that transition, because I think I learned so much that I want to share with other people that could be helpful. So the new book is called I Loved Him to Death.
Oh, wonderful.
And when is that going to be out, or is it out already, Joyce?
It's on my computer right now.
Oh.
I'm having a little bit of a difficult time as I'm reliving it all, but it's because it's still such a deep sadness.
Of course.
And I'm sure will always be, but I feel that energy that was unspoken when we first met, that has just, it's still there. And wherever his energy is gone, mine is, it's connected still.
Yep.
And a lot of people are finding themselves in that same situation, so this will help a lot of people. Please keep in touch with us when that book comes out. It was just such a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. You stay warm there. You ought to come visit me in California.
We can leave at 3:30 today.
Bill will take you up on that.
Yeah, there's a flight at 3:30 today. I'll be out there.
Okay.
I'll be husband number 5, Joyce. I'm ready.
Come on, you're married already. You know, you're...
No, I'm not. Oh, you're married. Okay.
I'm married, yeah.
I don't... I don't do married people.
All right.
She seemed interested, though, a few
words. Minute. I had you for a minute. Joyce, thank you for all the work you've done over the years. Honestly, you've made us laugh. You've made us cry. We love seeing you on TV, and it's such a thrill to talk to you. Continued success to you.
Well, thank you very much.
It's Joyce Boulafont, everybody. Her website is joyceboulafont.com. Her book is My Four Hollywood Husbands. Have a great rest of the week, Joyce. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And please keep in touch. She is on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook as well. Joyce Boulafont Official. You can figure out how to spell the name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spell it for you. You can just Google her.
Do you think when you were 11 years old?
Never.
Day, yeah.
Never. When I would be watching her on a TV show, I never thought there'd be a time I'd be talking to her one day, suggesting that I stay at her place.
I love your wife, but I'm telling you right now, if you weren't married, you would be husband number
minute.
Five. And there'd be a book about you.
Yes.
We could get some press for this show,
finally.
For God's sake.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? We'll take a break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.